Why, after Vegas, Sandy Hook, and other mass killings of decent men, women, and children, is it so hard to get real gun control? The NRA was an association of hunters and sportsmen, reasonable and trustworthy neighbors. Now the NRA, its leaders and vocal supporters, argue Americans should have the right to buy any kind of firearm, from tanks and machine guns to silencers. Where did that come from? A good bet might be manufacturers. Despite the praise Republicans like to lavish on the free market, too many businesses look to profits before safety, honor, or humanity. That can make life miserable without regulation. But part of their audience is quite radical, some of which goes back to the Civil War. President Andrew Johnson sent General Carl Schurz to report on conditions in the South following the war. Schurz reported that Southern slave owners continued riding patrol to force the former slaves back to their plantations. Those informal groups gradually coalesced into organizations that fought, killed, and intimidated African Americans and their white supporters in order to regain white control of the former Confederate states. In such notorious events as the Colfax Massacre, many were killed in order to return Colfax County to white slave owner control. Those groups eventually became the KKK and similar organizations which terrorized African Americans in the former Confederacy and border states for a century. The Klan never really disappeared despite passage of the civil rights laws. The connection between the battle to keep the South white, the flag of the Confederacy, and the sight of guns is no accident. Trump's campaign and victory reinvigorated these white supremacists and the alt-wrong. They want tanks, machine guns, and other massively destructive weapons to prevent tyranny, by which they mean federal tyranny. So they need the capacity to fight the federal government. One problem, of course, is that's another civil war. Another is that their definition of tyranny isn't one most of us would accept. Many believe that tyranny is here. That radical segment of gun owners aren't patriots. They're not supporters of government of, by, and for the people that we created in 1787 and improved by amendment after the Civil War. Their ideal is government by white supremacists to the exclusion of everyone else. And that's aimed at most of us, those of us whose views are more welcoming, and those who don't satisfy the supremacists' view of Christianity. They're also aimed at resolving political disputes by taking the law into their own hands. Politically, if we don't protect each other, who will protect those of us who remain? This political and cultural crisis is existential. The America most of us admire and care about is an America they despise and want to conquer. That's what tanks and machine guns are for. The radicals' resistance to sharing America with the rest of us leads to armed rebellions, like those of Cliven Bundy and his supporters, or self-styled sovereign citizens who routinely refuse to respect the law. There's nothing peace-loving or law-abiding about the radicals. The mood of the country has been changing. Witness the removal of many Confederate flags and monuments. But that stimulates the haters. They're losing control and they hate that. And us. Reasonable and trustworthy gun owners would do better to distance themselves from the radicals who've taken a prominent and threatening role in the debate over weapons.